Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Still Monday, November 21st, 2022. This is my post-market wrap-up. Bunch of stuff to cover with you. And, well, it's going to be interesting as always. Let's see if I have a meltdown. I always think I'm going to. I got to stop doing that. Let's start off with the markets here. So bond yields higher. Nothing dramatic, but higher nonetheless. Knee-jerk reaction into the dollar, some fear here in the market. This did hit the stock market, the NASDAQ more specifically, falling over 1%. You know why. The tech sector is very rate sensitive, and there's so much fear and greed in this market too. And really, honestly, all this freak show of a market cares about is what the Federal Reserve is going to do moving forward. And we did hear from Fed President Mary Dolly. I don't know which side of a coin she flipped today. You know, whatever. She wants to be a woman, a man. I don't know. Whatever she wants to do, it's fine by me. But anyway, she did raise the specter that the Fed needs to continue hiking rates because, you see, it's working so well. Raising rates has worked so well to slow inflation, it hasn't done a damn thing, that it, Dolly, whatever it wants to be today, you know, says let's do more of the same thing and maybe there's going to be a different outcome. It's such a lie, people. That lie, to me, is so revolting. And the narrative being pushed constantly, repetitively by the mainstream propaganda. Oh, central banks are raising rates. It's going to fix inflation. We've been hearing this for how long now? Months and months and months? It's done nothing. Zero. Like you and I knew it would do. It wouldn't do a damn thing since day one. You know, look, I love how you and I, seriously, are so far ahead of the curve on all this. They think we're stupid, but we are certainly not stupid. Anyway, so with regard to going back to the markets real quick, yes, some pressure here, mostly hitting the NASDAQ, the MMRI higher. Okay, we're still in a high-risk zone. Let's see what they pull off here moving forward. There is some fear in the market. Are we going to get a big snapback moment here? It's very possible. It's very, very possible that we could, in short order, see a global bond market sell-off yet again. Of course, you'd get a even greater knee-jerk higher into the relative strength of the dollar, you know, pushing the relative strength of the dollar higher, and the stock market would take a hit. But as you know better than anybody, let's see where this goes. It's going to end badly. There's just no doubt about it. And every single day that these central banks, actually, I want to read something to you in a moment, continue to push this off, the worse it's going to be. And that is, again, by design here. They need a shock and awe moment to the entire world so they can finish what they've already started. And I'm going to read a whole piece on that in just a moment. So anyway, you got gold and silver today under some pressure. You got cryptos getting hit, knee-jerk higher, dollar relative strength higher, and as I said, 10-year yield higher. Crude oil also under $80 a barrel. You know, I don't like it. I don't like it. People die. Crude oil falls in price. People die. It's just a phenomenon that occurs over and over and over again. So let's just cover a few things here. So the yield curve. All right, let's talk about the yield curve. We have a yield curve that continues to invert. We are now at its most extreme level in over four decades. Now, what does this mean in the grand scheme of things? If you look back on history, now please don't take my word for this. Look up inverted yield curve. What does it mean? What does it forecast? However you want to word it, okay. It's just yet another tell that things are going down big time moving forward. The global economy, it's over. And although it's on hardcore life support by central banks who continue to inflate, and we're going to talk more about that too, it's, again, all it's doing is assuring a real shock and awe moment when this whole thing comes tumbling down. And 99% of the population has no idea what's going on. You do. Clearly, I do. We're in on this together. I think, like I said earlier, we're so far ahead of the curve. It's frankly scary. Hold on. My nose is itchy. Doesn't that mean something? Anyway, so let us move forward. So our friend Jim Rickards, the guy's smart. This is what he had to say. Are you ready for this? An unstoppable world crisis is approaching and it can't be put back together. An unstoppable world crisis, which cannot be put back together. Jim Rickards, my hat goes off to you, sir. I have followed your work for a long time. I think you're on top of it here. And I want to commend you for trying to lay this out for the people. I mean, this is exactly what's going on. And this unstoppable world crisis that can't be put back together, according to you, this is deliberate. And you know that too. This is central banks gone wild in their mission to destroy the current situation, economy, financial system, and whoever's left of the middle class here, the people on the lower rung, they're done already. And the people that in the upper tier here, well, they're just doing all kinds of good. Although they have to contend with inflation, sure, but it doesn't pinch. Like, you know, people that are well off and rich, they don't really have a budget. They have an unlimited budget. They do whatever the hell they want when they want to do it. You understand? Anyway, here's something sad, and you know how I feel about being charitable. You know, every Friday I say love each other, care about each other, and be charitable. So charitable donations year over year are way, way down. And that's very sad. That's very sad because, again, I believe in being charitable. I think if it's not one of the most important things that we could be doing for each other, it probably is one of the most important things we could do for each other. And realizing how important we are to each other. And there are people that are hurting. And we should at least try to, at least in my view, contribute to their relief. Anyway, here's another interesting piece of news. So the IMF, are you ready for this? World trade is slowing to a critical level. Now, let me ask you, what would you expect to see in a global economy that is grinding to a halt? Of course, you would expect to see world trade slowing to a critical level. Then we'll hit a critical level. Then we'll be in a full-blown crisis. I mean, look, it's everywhere. And you don't have to take my word for any of this stuff. I think you pretty much have a really good handle on this. Now, once in a while, I write up a piece that I want you to have. If you are a subscriber to my free newsletter, this is already in your inbox, all right? So go check it. If you are not a subscriber to my free newsletter, there is a link in the description of this video. And these are important, all right? So I want you to have it, download a copy. You have my permission to share these things any way you want. Whatever I post in my newsletter, a lot of you ask for permission to share. If I'm putting it out there, you have my permission to do whatever you want with it. Share it everywhere, far and wide. So I want to cover this for you. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to, of course, you know, add to it as I go along here. I've explained to all of you for a very, very long time, years. As a matter of fact, Jim Rickards is another one talking about a smart dude who's explained that central banks are in a race to the bottom with regard to their currencies. And, you know, a lot of people keep asking me questions about this. So I said, hey, you know what? Let me just put a little piece together and I'm going to read this to you. So we understand the narrative, right? This is in here. I'm just going to go on. We heard it today from Mary Dolly, you know, Fed president, whatever it is. She's like, okay, central banks got to continue to raise rates because, you know, they're so serious about controlling inflation. Nothing, not a word, not a peep about contracting the money supply. Oh, no, no. Just raising rates. And raising rates has nothing to do, zero, I love to do this, with stopping inflation. It crushes demand. It slows the economy. And in theory, it's supposed to slow inflation, but it ain't working, okay? It's one of these trickle-up or trickle-down effects. Don't work, okay? Just so you know. So anyway, this is the paper here. Currency, a race to the bottom by Gregory Manarino, TradersChoice.net. That happens to be me. Okay, so I start off with this. If you think inflation is bad now, well, you haven't seen anything yet. Allow me to set the stage for you. I like to say that. For years, world central banks have been in a collective and deliberate race to devalue their respective currencies, a literal race to the bottom. This race to the bottom slash devaluing of currencies has been going on for many, many years. And I have covered this phenomenon at length right here in this these daily YouTube blogs here for a very long time. Moreover, it is this race to the bottom to see how fast central banks can suck the purchasing power out of their currencies, which is the root cause, the root cause, okay, of surging global inflation, period, period. Let's move forward. Central banks collectively are increasing exponentially the global currency supply in circulation by deliberately inflating or increasing the money supply at a staggering pace. As a matter of fact, and I want you to look this up for yourself, okay? The global money supply today is ballooning at its fastest pace on record, okay? And as you can expect, the global money supply to double from where we are today, people, in short order. The global money supply is going to double. Yes, freaking double. That's not here. So what does this mean? Well, it's economics 101, people. Economics 101. By increasing the money supply, the global money supply, you have more currency available to chase the same or a lesser amount of goods. As today, the global economy is collapsing. Listen to the IMF. Global trade is at a critical level. Duh! Let us move forward. Increasing the money supply as the world economy slows dramatically is a perfect recipe for inflation to continue to rise moving forward for as far as your freaking eyeballs can see. That is in here. All right. To push this point home, focus for a moment. For many months now, world central banks have been raising rates, which is only underlined, okay, meant to crush demand and slow the economy. Meanwhile, these same central banks are continuing to inflate the global money supply. Now, does that make any sense to you? Well, it would if you realize that central banks' goal is to continue to inflate from here into oblivion. And that's what they're going to do. Inflation is a direct result of an expanding money supply. When was the last time you heard that on CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, or maybe anywhere freaking else? But look it up for yourself if you don't believe that's true. So, why do central banks want to devalue their currencies? That is the question, isn't it? Okay, a central bank's ability to issue debt is its only source of power. And every central bank issued note or notes are nothing more than units of debt. So inflating the money supply makes them stronger, exponentially stronger. Today's central banks are on a relentless mission to continue to inflate by any means and use, this is not in here, the propaganda ministry to sell their bullshit. That's the truth. Since the inception of central banking, these institutions have had but one goal: to one day become the buyers and lenders of last resort. You know that if you follow this blog, that's all I've been talking about. To have complete dominance and full control over the world financial system, to track every single financial transaction down to the freaking decimal point. Freaking is not in there. Central banks are on this race to the bottom, destroying the purchasing power of their currencies to eventually cause the current financial system to implode on itself, and you all know that, okay? Only to issue in a completely new 100% digital cashless system under their full control. If this doesn't make sense to you people, honestly, then you really don't know what's going on. I think this is clear as a bell. And as I said, please get your own copy. Subscribe to my free newsletter, link down here. Make a copy of this for yourself and share it. You're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else. I can pretty much guarantee that. And I do hope that if there are other YouTubers out here who follow my work, you also have my permission to share this. Get it out there. So important. People have no clue. None. As to what's happening to them. It's just the most sick, twisted freak show in the history of the world. All right, people, look, that's pretty much where I'm at right now. And yes, I am sweating, and yes, my heart is freaking pounding. Anyway, look, that's all. Please do comment on what I've covered here. If you think this has been worthwhile, I would love to hear from you. If you think this is all shit, let me know that too. Please do share the video if you like it, and I will read the comments, I promise. That's it. I'll see all of you in the morning, and I am just, like, out of here.